Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, as we do each Tuesday at this time, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, and Dr. John B. .com. Hello, John.
Well, hello there, Jack. I might have been a happy grandfather, as of Sunday. So I couldn't be in a better mood, along with Michigan State, Catholic Central winning. Yeah, everything is good, at least on my outlook. How does that sound?
Isn't being a grandfather great?
Well, it was really fun. We're over at Beaumont, Hospital over in Royal Oak, my daughter and son-in-law. And I was kidding my wife and son, we're leaving, and rather than have to worry about your child, you're able to say, well, Tony and Sarah, look after baby. And we do all the pictures and hugging and all those type things you do that time. But it is true, as a grandparent, you get all the positive. How does that sound? Don't have to worry about all the care. You worry and care, don't get me wrong, but that is the parent's job. So that's the transition that we're enjoying.
They talk about life being a cycle. And when you're a kid on Christmas, you get to open all the presents and you don't have to buy anything. And when you're a grandparent, it's kind of the same way. You get to open the presents, but the people who have to pay for them take them home and deal with the other problems. So, that's maybe it reminds them what it was like at one point.
And you, of course, took this walk yourself. So it's a fun walk. How does that sound?
Absolutely. Well, talk about fun walks. Mark D'Antonio took one today off the elevator and to the podium at the press conference. And he looked as good as I've ever seen him. But I had to feel pretty good about a lot of things. One is the fact that he is dealing with all these vegetables. He is also very happy that his team is 4-0 and performed so well while he was on the sidelines, or off the sidelines, I should say. And also that his daughter, Kristen, is a homecoming queen at Lansing Catholic. But in terms of what something like this means and being an experience to bring people together, how does that work? Why do we respond that way to adversity and become stronger?
Well, I think what happens in life, Jack, we all run into circumstances, okay? And it's kind of like the old proverb, fall down 7 times, get up 8. I mean, the idea is you can't give up, okay? You have to keep trying, getting up. And in this case here, if you're Mark D'Antonio, you got to feel really good, because part of great success in life is, if you're not there, people you love, care, and have helped, if you will, and try to have in place are succeeding. He wasn't there. The football team did fine, okay? Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's the parent of Kristen, his daughter, the new homecoming queen. I did see him walk out there. We played hooky and left the Michigan State game early, I might add. But that you feel good, too. That shows your wife's doing a good job, you're doing a good job, your daughter's doing a good job. So you look at that thing in his life, and he's certainly had this heart situation that now he's going to have to keep a look on. But as he thinks about it, he said, I think so. I mean, I'm just thinking what would be a reasonable thing to believe from a psychological perspective. The team did fine. I prepared everything. I've got a great guy in there who's handling my job while I'm going along with the rest of the coaches. My wife, my daughter, family, we have a once-in-a-lifetime event. There is an irony. He would not have been there.
That's true.
Had the heart attack. And I'll tell you, he looked pretty happy, and the daughter and wife looked pretty happy. I mean, it's pretty hard not to be happy when you have the homecoming queen, and then even when the team comes back and wins an astounding game, in overtime. So basically,
he didn't stick around and watch the overtime, did he?
I don't think he did that. But I think when he was doing his prayers, and when he went to St. Thomas or St. John's or St. Martha's, where he goes, he probably was saying, "Dear Lord, you took a shot at me, but my goodness, you've given me some rewards. I'm going to learn from this, and I'm going to, go forward." And from what I can see, he's definitely a good fellow, in addition to obviously being a coach, that we follow. So I think if in life we get a knockdown, and that's quite a knockdown, when after a great victory you're going to the hospital, then you're, as you're coming back, everything you've developed and worked with is succeeding without you there. Okay?
Some people go to the hospital, John, and they never come back.
Well, that's true, Jack.
So he's got that going for him. And I wonder for most of us, not the Mark D'Antonios of the world, but for our average listener who is working 40 hours a week and trying to make ends meet and trying to get ahead a little bit, they have an episode like this. What is harder for them, the physical recovery of this or the psychological recovery?
Well, I think it depends on the person, Jack. It depends on how they react. If you can take life as it comes, okay, and that's hard, by the way, and when you get a blow like this, and as you know, I've had the same thing happen to me, when you have it happen, it's how you address it. First of all, you made a very good point. You're waking up, you're talking, you're ready to go. Okay, that's a positive start. You learn a lesson, you move forward. Psychologically, the problem some people have is if they're so worried it's going to happen again, in spite of what they might do, then their whole life can be one of worry and they can't move on. Part of going forward from here when you have something like this happen, regardless of who you are, is you have to know, you know, it's a warning, something I have to prepare for, but I can't stop living, I can't stop doing things because of that. So if you do that psychologically, I believe that'll have a very positive impact on you physically, because I have no doubt in my mind that the more positive you are, the better you're going to be doing physically, because you don't give up. You keep fighting. So anybody, whether you're the most common, you know, bloke in the world, or if you're the wealthiest person in the world, it really doesn't matter. When you have something happen to you that knocks you to the ground, it's in your mind psychologically what you think, and then you move forward, and then I think the physical follows right with it.
And I just saw that the income gap in the United States has reached its widest level ever in 2009, and you know what? When it comes to heart attacks, that doesn't matter one bit. Maybe it does in terms of the kind of care you can receive. But as to whose number is up, they don't check your W-2 form.
You know, you can't take it with you, and you don't bring it in. And that is really true, Jack. I mean, obviously the quality of life can be impacted by what you own. But when you leave in this brief stint called life, boy, it's it doesn't really matter. It matters, I think, what you left behind. And let's take a real negative thought. Let's say that this was much worse for Mark, and let's say he did shoot off to heaven for us, which we don't want, by the way. He has a wonderful legacy, two wonderful daughters from what I hear, mm-hmm. a remarkable wife, a great coaching staff. He has a team that love him. He has family that loves him, people.
Right.
His legacy, if he had gone to heaven now, if the boat had come in and God called him, it would be a wonderful legacy. But it has been determined that he is going to go on and the legacy is going to continue. And, hey, I'm glad to be part of the ride. We all are, because it's a person, somebody we can identify with. Mm-hmm. And I think I like that. I think that's a positive way to look at life. And, hey, that's a model we can all use. Good. I like that.
John, last thing. I wasn't going to go here, but it kind of fits into the whole homecoming theme, actually. We have a story today about Muskegon Mona Shores High School.
Sure.
And administrators are invalidating a vote for homecoming king because of transgender issues. And when we get into the entire transgender topic, we don't often think of it in terms of affecting homecoming kings and queens, but you wonder how that is going to impact the psychology of a lot of people in that district and how they will come out of that.
Well, you know, I kind of have this view. If they vote somebody the homecoming king or queen,
yeah,
let's just ride with it. I mean, unless there was something of, you know, that person turned out to be a crook, lie, doing something. As a whole, that's something I would call our old cousin Pontius Pilate and wash your hands of it. Hey, they voted. This is who they chose. And I would, my opinion, I don't know the exact facts and circumstances,
right,
but based on the facts as you give them to me, if that's what the students voted, it doesn't seem like it's a real negative kind of thing. I would just go with it and heck with it. Who cares?
We're going to talk about this in just a minute with Todd Haywood of the Michigan Messenger. John, thanks so much for being with us, and we'll see you Saturday.
Always. Always a pleasure, my friend. Bye-bye.
Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com.